I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show. It's here for you, fierce and fearless. Once again, good to be here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Beaumont begging for nurses, offering signing bonuses and everything else because of staff shortages. Why? Mandates. Number two, Republican gubernatorial candidate James Craig signals that he is in support of a 2020 election audit here in Michigan. We'll talk about that. And number one, Democrats are now arguing that the proposed voting maps put out by the Redistricting Commission are bad. It would make it hard for black lawmakers to win elections. Wow. After you look at the whole thing, and it's completely in favor of Democrats, it's a complete shift from Republicans to Democrats as far as, you know, who has the upper hand. It was supposed to be none of that, of course. It was supposed to be equal, but nobody's thumb on it, and clearly that's not really the case. Anyhow, Democratic lawmakers speaking out Tuesday against proposed maps for new voting districts in Michigan, they say would eliminate majority black districts and make it hard for black lawmakers to get elected in Detroit. I don't believe that, but it's what they, I mean, I think, listen, we elected a black president not once, but twice. They were joined by community activists, faith leaders at a press conference in front of the Spirit of Detroit statue. It needs to be done because districts that are not majority black have, by and large, not elected majority black individuals, said State Senator Adam Holyer, Democrat, Detroit. There are only three black members of the legislature who represent non-black districts. They claim the Citizens Redistricting Commission has gone from 17 majority black districts, primarily based in the city of Detroit, to zero, he says. The concerns come a day after the redistricting panel released 10 proposed draft maps, four for congressional seats, three for the state Senate, three for the state House. Here's the problem I have with all of it. I don't think any of it passes muster in the courts. Yes, this was voted on by citizens in Michigan in 2018. But the fact of the matter is this. You have the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution, and Article 1, Section 4 of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, Clause 1, reads this way. This is the United States Constitution. The times, places, and manners for holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. You can't amend the state constitution in Michigan by a vote of the people because it undermines the very clear wording of the United States Constitution. Again, that's Article 1, Section 4, Clause 1. I will tell you right now, at some point when they get to this, lawsuits will be filed. This will be jammed up in court, and Michigan's going to be in the middle of a complete storm. You know what kind of storm. The times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. Now, for the Supremacy Clause, I'll read you the whole thing and then I'll read you the abbreviated version. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. So this Constitution shall be the supreme law of the land. It's the Supremacy Clause. And every state signed and every state since admitted to the Union has agreed to the fact that the Constitution takes precedent. The Constitution holds sway. The Constitution has the power, regardless of what Michigan voters voted for in 2018, because the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives, now they can change statewide office districts, but the state legislature is responsible for the manner of holding elections for representatives, the manner being the districts. That's the way I read it. So I think that they have a huge problem going forward with any of this, by the way. Now, as far as state Senate seats and state House seats. State of Michigan may be able to accept what the voters put through on that. But when it comes to Congress and congressional districts, I believe they're going to have a huge challenge, when it comes to doing all of that. We'll keep an eye on it for you. James Craig, former Detroit police chief, running for governor as a Republican, leading in the polls that I've seen. Most recent poll, the straw poll, Mackinac Island, James Craig won the straw poll. Tudor Dixon came in second. And a host of other folks, like a dozen folks running for governor. But the Michigan Republican candidate said Tuesday he backs a thorough audit of election results, becoming the most high-profile Republican in the battleground state here of Michigan. This is in the Detroit News, by the way, signaling support for another review of the election in 2020. It came in the commentary in the Detroit News the same day hundreds of supporters of former President Donald Trump gathered outside the state capitol to call for the same. There's no question, no question at all, in this race, Donald Trump's endorsement is coveted by the top candidates on the Republican side. This seems like a pretty obvious play by James Craig to get the endorsement of Donald Trump. Puts the other candidates on the spot. Are you for an audit? Do you support a review of the 2020 election? Do you want to go through that? Because if you don't, you won't get the endorsement of Donald Trump, who, as we all know, is still committed, dedicated, some would say obsessed by revisiting the results of the 2020 election and reviewing everything that happened, not just in Michigan, but in several states. Arizona has happened. They'd like to see it happen in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, a whole host of places they have to continue to investigate. Craig didn't specifically say what he supports for a new audit, but his carefully worded column came the same day that the rally took place on the Capitol lawn. The candidate spokesman, Ted Goodman, said Craig's writing speaks for itself. They had no other comment. We'll keep an eye on it. One other thing out of Detroit, by the way. The Lewis College of Business was the only historically black college or university in Michigan. It closed in 2013, but under a plan from a company out of Colorado, it would reopen. It would reopen. The first time that's ever happened. Excuse me, out of Oregon, not Colorado. Pensole Design Academy, Portland, Oregon. He's designed shoes for Asics, New Balance, Nike, Air Jordan. The owner of that, Dr. Dwayne Edwards, one of the people behind this push, says it would be the first design-based college in the historically black college and university grouping. It would be quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. If they're able to resurrect this Lewis College of Business. We'll keep you posted. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back with Ron Rademacher. Don't go anywhere.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in The Great American Story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.